Consumers shouldn't assume that children's products are safe just because they're available in stores. That's the key finding of a shopper's guide released last month. The report, Safer School Supplies Shopping Guide, identified school supplies that contained toxic chemicals. Researchers from the United States Public Interest Research Group, USPIRG, conducted laboratory tests for toxic chemicals in popular school supplies. The researchers tested markers, both washable and dry erase, crayons, glue, spiral notebooks, rulers, three-ring binders, lunch boxes, and water bottles for toxic chemicals such as lead, asbestos, phthalates, benzene, and others. The supplies were purchased across the country at a wide variety of stores, including big box stores, dollar stores, drug stores, and arts and crafts stores. Among the school supplies lab tested, researchers found play school crayons from Dollar Tree that contained asbestos, a three-ring binder from Dollar Tree that contained high levels of phthalates, two dry erase markers containing other toxic compounds, and the report highlighted two water bottles that had been recalled due to high lead levels. The guide not only listed the potentially dangerous school supplies that were found and explained why and how the chemical supplies can harm students, but also listed the school supplies that tested negative and therefore had lower levels or undetectable levels of chemicals of concern. USPIRG sent 27 school supplies to an independent laboratory to test for chemicals of concern. The problems they found included crayons. Six types of crayons were tested for asbestos, and one tested positive. Asbestos is a known carcinogen and can lead to serious health conditions, including lung cancer and mesothelioma. Three-ring binders were tested for phthalates, and one tested positive. Research has documented that phthalates can lead to asthma, childhood obesity, and lower IQ scores. Markers. Two brands of dry erase markers were tested for toxic compounds and phthalates, which tested negative, but positive for other toxic compounds. These chemicals included benzene, xylene, and toluene. The researchers tested other products which were free from the toxic chemicals and lead, and all those results are in their report. A government is supposed to ensure that products sold are safe. The shopper's guide shows that consumers can't rely on that protection. And there is evidence that the situation is going to become worse. The Trump administration is loosening regulations to allow for the use of asbestos. According to media reports on June 1st, the Environmental Protection Agency authorized a rule that allowed the distribution of products containing asbestos on a case-by-case basis. It's part of a broader strategy by the Trump administration to allow greater use of this toxin and others like it. Asbestos was widely used in ship boiler rooms, manufacturing plants, and building insulation until it was completely banned in most countries in the 1970s. The U.S. severely restricted the use, but didn't completely outlaw it. Asbestos poses a major health risk for everyone who comes in contact with it, both directly and indirectly. It's clear that the public should not be expecting greater protections from the federal government, and instead we'll have to hope that state and local governments fill the public health gap. In addition, the public itself will have to be more educated about its purchases. In terms of school supplies, parents and teachers should use the U.S. Shopping Guide, which was released jointly with NYPIRG, and the report's available on the NYPIRG website, nypirg.org. In addition, the Healthy Schools Network has released a toolkit for parents, other caregivers, and teachers to help them understand school health issues. And that toolkit is available on its website, www.healthyschools.org. The presence of toxic hazards in school supplies highlights the need for constant vigilance on the part of government agencies and the public to ensure that school supplies containing toxic chemicals are removed from store shelves. The only thing kids should be exposed to in school is learning.